It's 7:45 and time for Fun with the Funnies. Well, hi kids, this is your old Uncle Ed, transcribing Fun with the Funny, 7:45 real early in the morning. Yes, sirree. Uncle Ed's got the Detroit Times up here this week. You can either have, you know, the Detroit Times or the Chicago Herald American. It doesn't make any difference. And let me see here. We're going to start out with Blondie, which is two pages over. So get real comfy there. Get real comfy. We're all ready to go. All set. Okay. Up here in the first picture, here's the Woodley. Mr. and Mrs. Woodley. And Mrs. Woodley says,
Herbert, it's time you started dressing for the dance tonight.
Herbert says, I'm not going. Next picture, he's pounding on his fist and he says, I hate dances. I can't rumba and I can't jitterbug and I'm too old to learn. Mrs. Woodley says,
I'll get your dinner clothes and stiff shirt for you.
Well, in the last picture, look at Mr. Woodley. Boy, he's way down deep in that chair. Mrs. Woodley says,
I'll put these on like a good boy so I can get dressed myself.
Mr. Woodley comes back in a line of very, well, very disgusting lights. I'm not going. Well, the first picture, the second row, boy, I guess he changed his mind to her because she's got a baseball bat. She's chasing around the house there, and she says,
I'll get in there and bathe and shave, or I'll really get mad.
So he goes in. Oh, no, he doesn't. Look at this. Next picture there. Falling through the window over at Dagwood's house, he says,
Dagwood, may I hide over here? I'm trying to get out of going to a dance.
Dagwood says,
sure, Herb. Always trying to help the pal. Come on in.
So, Woodley, running in the front. She comes running in the front door and she goes,
I know he's over here. Where's he hiding? Where's he hiding? Come on.
Boy, Dagwood's really scared. He says, I'll show you something. So boy, she grabs, get the first picture, the third row. She grabs old Herbert by the ear and takes him right out, wheeling that old ball back there. She says,
now no more nonsense.
She gets him home, she's dressing him. All he can say is,
I'm not going.
She's got him down on the floor there, and she's tying his tie. She says,
now, Herbert, please be still so I can tie your tie.
Well, the last picture, boy, she really looks down enough. She looks very nice there, doesn't she? She's got a thing in her hair, and she's got a little thing around her neck, a choker there, and an evening gown, an evening wrap. She comes over to Blondie, and she says,
I've got him dressed, but he's locked his legs around the hall banister, and I can't get him out of the house.
Blondie says,
we'll help you, Cookie.
So Blondie and Dagwood go over to the Woodley's there, and Mrs. Woodley's a very happy lady. Very happy. This doesn't bother her a bit. Oh, Herbert hollering and screaming and everything else. And Mrs. Woodley there in the first picture of the last row says,
out to the car.
And Blondie says,
steady.
So they get him out to the car and off the Woodley's drive. On the road there, and well, you can see Herbert's legs waving out the window. Yes, sir, he's jumping up and down there. Blondie says,
may as well give up. She's got him.
Well, the last picture, Daisy has a frown on her face, the dog. Dagwood sitting in the chair reading his paper. Blondie comes in with his hands behind the back and says,
Dagwood, why don't you ever take me to dances like Mr. Woodley takes his wife?
Ha ha! Isn't that a good little idea? Yes, certainly. Mr. Woodley didn't take his wife. She took him, I'd say, wouldn't you? Yeah, that's it. Well, let's turn over the page here. A little line. And first picture here. Let's see what's going on. First picture.
Your mother made me take you shopping, but I won't listen to your jabber. Let me do the donkey.
Oh, thank you, sir. The line I've got one of those police cars. There's people in there, little boy crying. They're looking over his lips and the line I've got.
Oh, boy, can I ride in here, Daddy?
Mr. Gumbel says, hey, oh,
Sure, sure. Just don't bother me. Bread, peaches, milk. I don't know why I'm riding in the lower part of that little pushcart there.
He hollers, Mr. Tremberton.
Daddy, look out there!
At that time, Mr. Tremberton says, all I told you not to bother.
Well, the last picture, look what happened. He slipped on the banana peel, hits the cart, and gives it a push, and he falls flat. Boy, and the cart took off. Look at the first picture of the last row down there. Out the front door, and the grocer got caught in the top of the basket. He's riding down the street, and Mr. Tempkin's lying down there on the ground. Cigar butt on the floor, and oranges all over the place, and bananas and everything else. Boy, here comes, look out. Oh, that policeman. Well, here comes this cart up behind the policeman, and the policeman is hitting the back, and he's on the cart, and my gosh, look at this. They're heading right for an open manhole there, and there's a man with a pipe looking out of the manhole, and whoop, he ducks just as they hit it. Well, the last picture, here's the policeman. He's all beat up. There's a grocer, and he's all beat up. Big bumps and stars and black eyes and grease and old clothes are torn and everything. The policeman's got little iodine holding her up by the skirt there. And Mrs. Tremberton is saying,
yes, that's my little girl, but I'm sorry your father isn't here. He just left for Borneo. He'll be back in 6 weeks.
Well, I guess that excuse is just as good as any. Mr. Tremberton is looking out behind the window there. He looks kind of scared, doesn't he? You bet. Well, we're all ready to go on our first next one here. So turn over the page. That little iodine is pretty good. Turn over the page. Turn there. Turn over two pages, I guess. And, oh, yeah. Well, the first picture up here, there's Brer Rabbit talking to Brer Buck. And Uncle Remus starts out by saying,
there was a time when Brer Rabbit got the moose and wanted to fly. Bless my buttons if he didn't try.
Well, the first picture up here, Brer Rabbit, kind of spring out there, and he's lying on the ground with his chin cupping his hands, and Brer Buck just leaning back against the tree there. Brer Rabbit says,
Brer Buttons! If I had wings, I could fly at you.
Brer Buzzard says, let's make you some wings. I can do some flying.
Well, there in the second picture is making some wings. Brer Buzzard says,
I'll make them just like mine, and they'll be right.
Brer Rabbit's hopping and skipping around. He says,
I'm going to saw around up yonder and cut my mittens on the clouds.
Well, they go way up the top. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Not yet. The next picture, Brer Buzzard's pointing to that tree, and he says,
first, I'll fly up to the top of that big pine, and you can take off from there.
Brer Rabbit says,
okay, but don't drop me.
So he takes a look at that way up. Look down, everything looks so small. Brer Buzzard says,
don't be scared, all we gotta do is spread your wings and flap.
Brer Rabbit says,
who's scared?
Well, first picture, the second row, Brer Buzzard's out there flying around. He says,
just spread your wings and flap them gently. Everybody can do it.
Brer Rabbit says,
well, here goes anybody.
And he takes off, and boy, look at him. He's flying and gliding all over. Wishing all over the place. And he says to Brer Buzzard,
hey, Brer Buzzard, I ain't got no rudder.
And Brer Buzzard said,
put on the brake. Put on the brake.
The boy, look at him. Right into the front of that, what is that, a courthouse there? I believe it is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now look at this last picture. Brer Rabbit's in jail there. Yes, he's in jail. Brer Buzzard's looking in the window, looking through the bars, and he says,
next time I'll teach you how to steer the wing.
Brer Rabbit says,
next time, Brer Buzzard, I'll teach you how to run like a rabbit.
Oh, he's all beat up and broken out of the room. Well, Uncle Remus ends it up by saying,
When you leave good enough alone, he's got them.
Well, that's it for this week. Doggone, you know, I couldn't find Donald Duck anywhere.
Did you miss him?
So we're going to go down here and read Snuffy Smith in this book. Well, first picture, Snuffy Smith saying to little Jughead, he says,
Jughead, get out in that mud puddle and skeet in the dwelling house where Aunt Louisa cleaves to give you a nickel.
Jughead says,
Ball the fire, times are wasting.
Well, he goes tracking the mud into the house there, and he says,
Where's my nickel, Aunt Louisa?
Aunt Louisa says,
I'll give it to you as soon as you do a little chore for me, Jughead.
Well, third picture, Aunt Louisa says,
Do you mind mopping up the floor real pretty for your poor old ailing Eddie?
Jughead says,
Thanks alive, I wish you'd have told me before I sat foot in the house.
Got it all money in it. Well, he's mopping her up. Last picture, and he says,
How's the matter? I can buy enough barber pole candy to last me 100 years with that bogdacious nickel.
Well, 2 hours later, gets her all done. And it comes up to Aunt Louisa there, first picture, the second row, and he says, Whoosh!
It's all thick and span, Andy. Now, where's my nickel?
Aunt Louisa says,
Right here in the pillowcase, Jughead. I'm too weakified, do we?
Well, he starts shaking. Feathers out of the pillow there, and he says,
Done your hide, Annie. There ain't no nickel in your pillowcase.
And, Aunt Louisa says,
Land of grossing such a feeble-minded female I be these days. I done give that nickel to Paul yesterday.
Well, hollering out the window at him now, Jughead's got a big wheelbarrow full of pots and pans and shovels and pitchers and all kinds of pots there. Aunt Louisa says,
Don't go off mad, honey pie. I'll bet you back a finger bit as soon as I get on my feet again.
Jughead is saying,
Don't you fret your gizzard, Annie. I'll be right back soon as I visit that there mud puddle.
Well, evidently old Jughead's going down that mud puddle there, fill her up with mud, bring her back, and dirty up the floor again because he just cleaned her up and he didn't get any taste. Well, kids, I'm afraid that's all we're going to have time for this week. I've been looking here. I couldn't find Donald Duck anywhere.
Gee whiz, I hope they haven't stopped now. But I like him. He's one of my favorite boys.
Yes, it's me. Nope, not on the back page. A big piece of cherry pie in the back page. Well, kids, here's our lady on the record, Evelyn Knight, with her little song.
If you want to be neat and you want to be clean, here's a break for you. Listen while I explain exactly what to do. Step up to the top, it ain't no disgrace. Pull out your sleeves and get them in place. Scoop up the water and rub it on your face and go blub, 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 lum, dum. Now pick up the soap and don't try to bluff. Work out the lather and when you got enough, with your mouth full of water, you snort and you snuff and go blub, 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 lum, dum. You douse and you douse, you rub and you scrub. Butter and splash all over the tub. Although you're cold and wet when you're done, you gotta admit that it's good, clean fun. So splash all your life, you can't be denied. You'll feel mighty slick as soon as you're dry. Good for the soul and good for the hide. To go blub, 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 lum, dum.
Well, kids, that's all the time we have. As I told you once before, this is your old Uncle Ed. Don't forget he can come do your transcribe this week, and he'll be back the same way next week at 7:45 real early in the morning to read some more of your favorite comics. Till then, remember you say the ABCs. A, always, B, B, and C, careful. Always be careful. Mind your mommy and daddy, won't you? Okay, kiddies, I'll see you next week at the same time. Bye-bye now. Thank you.